Does your apartment complex have a workout center? Because there should be a Peloton in there. There's one in mine, but I can't be using like a communal Peloton. Oh, damn.
Yes, Sirski. We like that. Energy.
Yesterday, you were early. Last night, on time. Right now, you late. Welcome to You Late with Jasmine and Kai's Rizzi, the rundown of last night and what's coming up. You Late is presented by Buzzer, the hottest new app for watching the best moments in live sports. Download Buzzer in the App Store or wherever you get your apps and never miss a moment with Buzzer. We done made it, y'all. It's Friday.
We here.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I know you're feeling good, Nikias.
I am indeed feeling good. Good morning to everyone that now has Jordan Davis and AJ Brown on their roster. Hope you're all having a wonderful day. I hope you have a wonderful, prosperous weekend. What a time. What a time indeed. How are you, Jasmine? Happy Friday. What's up?
I'm good. Just living life, trying to make it day by day, you know, in these Twitter streets. I don't know.
I mean, how many viral tweets are we up to this week?
Four? No. Don't do that. I be mutant, so I actually do. No, it's not like I said I be mutant, like a teenage mutant Ninja Turtle.
I mean, you are out of this world. I understand.
No, I have to mute them because... And that causes me to forget. Yes. I don't know what it is, but like it will cause your Twitter to act a fool. Okay.
I believe it.
Okay. Let's get into some hoops.
Can we talk about Chris Paul literally not missing a shot last night?
Yes, we can.
Chris Paul literally did miss a shot last night. He don't miss.
I'm happy for him.
I'm happy for me. Chris Paul is amazing.
Okay, now you have to catch me up because I only saw on Twitter, like, what's your like man crush with Chris Paul?
Because he's a basketball genius. Like, he's one of the best pull-up shooters ever. He's one of the best passers ever. One of the best floor generals ever. I just enjoy watching him play basketball.
Oh, you are going hard. And I'm like, I mean, I know Chris Paul fans, but you took it to the top.
He's just really good. I appreciate the way that like he brings chess to basketball in a way.
Oh,
the way he's able to manipulate defenses and stuff. It's fun.
Okay.
And he's doing this at
Pour one out for the Los Angeles Pelicans. My boy B.I., Larry Nance. They did their best. I really thought they had it for a second there.
Did you bet on game 6?
See, that's what they wanted me to do. And FanDuel, let me tell you, I hate to get into the shit again. I turned off notifications, like, don't be hitting me up. And then for some reason, FanDuel is like the LinkedIn of betting apps because they'd be like, oh, you sure? And then they sent me another notification. Oh, we got $5 in here for you. I'm just like, I feel so basic. I don't like this energy that FanDuel is giving me. I bet if I deleted it, it would show up like, you sure about that?
I love the your journey with betting has just been hilarious. I'm sorry.
Because I keep losing and I'm chasing this high that I have never received. I want to win. I like big dollars.
No, that's right.
All right.
Tell them, Queen.
I like them. I don't know about them yet. You know why I'm so pumped? It's because I was on the Peloton and I have so much.
Please tell the story. Please.
It's not a story. I have like nervous energy for some reason. I got on the Peloton. I did like a 45 minute. Shout out to my boy, Alex Toussaint. I'm telling you, that is the most consistent man in my life right now. I did that workout. Then they have this game called like lane breaker, lane changer, game break. I don't know, but you got to pedal and switch lanes. And every time I tell this story, I'm like, I want to stop mid-sentence because I understand how pretentious it is. But it's such a fun game. And you, I guess, losing weight. Push rounds like weight.
You're so wealthy. I just live like
everybody got a Peloton.
No, everyone does not.
You don't want one, though.
Like, I wouldn't mind one, but also...
See, you wouldn't mind one.
Yeah, but your tax bracket is here. My tax bracket is here.
Does your apartment complex have a workout center? Because there should be a Peloton in there. There's one in mine, but I can't be using like a communal Peloton. Oh, damn. All right.
Yes, Sirski. We like that. Energy. Oh, yes. This is the Jasmine Watkins I know.
No. Beautiful. You don't know her. Let's talk some hoops again. Okay, what happened? Utah Jazz.
Wow.
Lost. Okay. Yeah, that was crazy. And people on Twitter over here compare me to Vernon Maxwell. Cool your jets. I am not that bad.
Is this subtly turning into the Jasmine Flex pod? Because I mean, I'm here for it.
Is being compared to Vernon Maxwell a flex?
You're saying it with so much vigor. I guess not.
Oh,
good Lord. Vernon Maxwell. I just didn't think that was the energy, but okay.
Shout out to Vernon and his agent. They're okay people.
And his agent, as one does. Yeah, the Jazz kind of went out sad. I felt bad for Bojan Bogdanović to miss that. Wow.
You a professional basketball player. You can make a wide open three.
He should be able to do that. He is one of Utah's best shooters. So, like, it was unfortunate to see him miss. But, like, I mean the series at large, because he's been tasked with guarding a little bit of everyone. Like, he took the Jalen Brunson matchup in the latter half of the series, had to carry the offensive stretches when Donovan Mitchell wasn't getting it done. Mike Conley, who had a travel late in that game six, which, sheesh, man, can't have that. But Bojan did a lot in the series. And so for it to end with him getting a chance to take the lead at that point and to miss it, it's just like, it puts a little bit of a damper on what he was able to do. That's all.
Yeah. Did a lot, not enough.
Shout out to the Mavs. Luka advancing past round one for the first time.
Mm-hmm. And my boy, the Brunson burner. And the rest of them.
And the rest of them. You know what? Okay. Dallas Suns, do you have an early prediction?
Suns. Next.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I can't put my faith in the Mavericks. Not right now.
Okay.
Talk to me after game one.
That's the plan.
Okay. And the Sixers, whatever.
Sheesh.
Do you care about that?
I mean, yeah, Philly did. James Harden showed up big. It's best game of the series for him. He needed that. The Sixers needed that. Okay. Joel Embiid also played well. Tyrese Maxey's third quarter is great. Like, yeah, they deserve some love. Shout out to Toronto for pushing it to six after going down three games. Hey, their season ended like that, but it was a successful campaign for them overall.
Hey, season's got to end.
I love how dismissive you are at the end of these series. This is beautiful. You lost your trash. That's just kind of how it went.
And not trash, but I'm a competitor. You win, you lose. You lose, you go home. You lose, you stay home. All right. You live to fight another day.
Okay. Bars.
Okay. Anything from the draft? Because I know you were watching. I was not.
Oh, yeah. Sauce Gardner, A+.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you see the
swaggy with the chains?
Yes.
Big chains popping. Oh, I love it. You know, I love a nice iced out chain circa 2003. Shut up. Oh, man.
All that was needed was a grill. You would have been over the moon.
Oh, my God. Somebody did have a grill. They had a top and a bottom. Like, oh, man, I can't remember who that was. But my quest to get a bottom grill is still on. Normalize engagement grills, okay?
Oh, here we go.
Ice me out.
Hashtag fellas. If you want. Lemon pepper wings and ice and grills, man.
You know, it don't take much. I'm going to be honest. I'm just a simple girl.
Don't forget the courtside seats. And
that's standard.
Standard. All right. Shout out to Sauce Gardner. Shout out to the Philadelphia Eagles for trading up for Jordan Davis and also trading for A.J. Brown. Successful first round for them. Also, Malik Willis not being drafted in the first round was weird to me. Like, Kenny Pickett is cool and all, but also, I don't know if he's a
Steelers. Steelers have this thing about, like, we don't want to pay these travel fees. And they take somebody right from Pitt, walk them down the street, and then they on the team. Because that ain't the first time that happened. You know, you in somebody's backyard, you get to see them. Maybe you get to know them. Maybe they just going with, like, familiarity. That ain't how it's pronounced. It's the nervous energy I got. And I don't know why, because it's just you.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry. Ain't nobody. Wow. Yeah, I'm trash. What do you mean? what's going on here? I am a silhouette of brokenness. This is great. Oh, there you go. Yeah. get your words out, sis. It's fine. Shout out to the Eagles. The Jets had a really good draft. I like what they did. I think that concludes my draft thoughts.
Awesome. I don't have any. I was watching playoff basketball.
You ain't got to defend yourself to me. That's...
Before we get into our late slip conversation, historical night coming up. Saturday night, Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano. The zone fight on buzzer. Set your notice. Is going to be fire. It's historical. Two women headlining MSG. I can be on one of them boxing posters. Like, bam, bam, bam. Who's that guy with the hair? Don King. Anyway, set your notice. Pound for pound. Number one ranked in the world going against number two. This is going to be amazing. It's going to blow your mind. And it's on buzzer. We got a chance to catch up with one of our favorite Twitter follows, Molly Morrison. She's doing all the things, not just Grizzlies, nationwide. She's on your side. She's fire. I hope you enjoy our conversation.
Today, we are joined by NBA personality, NBA Twitter queen, famous person, NBA old TNT superstar.
So Jasmine, you're introducing Jasmine right now.
Yeah, yeah, she's first. That's my co-host. We also are joined by Molly Morrison. How are you today?
I am good. How are y'all?
Doing pretty well. Doing pretty well.
Jasmine. Yeah, really good. And you left off the most important thing. She's a student. This is crazy. Do you know what I was doing in college? Like, it wasn't this.
I know that's right.
I didn't do this all of college. I had like a year before I started doing this. So I had a year to be like normal, quote unquote, but
normal. Oh God. Thank you so much for like gracing us with your presence. That's number one.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here. I was just telling them I just finished my last class of college. So I graduate a week from Saturday. Very excited.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
No pressure. Any graduation plans, after graduation plans, world domination?
That's to be determined. Yeah, exactly.
I want to start with like your most recent television appearance, unless I totally missed one in between, what, a couple of days.
Oh my God.
You were on NBA on TNT or NBA Twitter Live with Taylor Rooks. I can't remember who else was on there, but
you were just there the other day.
They switch
hosts. Like the only stand in like for sure is Taylor Rooks.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Because with me, it was like Taylor, Adam, and CJ. And yeah. Then it was somebody else for you.
Yeah, it was. I'm sitting here like, don't make me say who.
All good.
Well, just because like they told me like literally before, they're like, you're only talking to Taylor. And I was like, okay. So that's like what I had in mind. Yeah.
How were you?
I knew. I was familiar with the other people too. Okay, what was that?
No shade. How are you at the game and on television?
So what happened was I was at the game and then obviously this was planned, like literally the day of, I found out I was doing this. So right after, or like halfway through the third quarter, they grabbed me and like took me to this, they were supposed to take me to the room that they do the press conferences in, which I was like really excited about. Because that just would have been a cool place to be and pretend like I'm like post game. But no, that room was taken. So they took me to this like back room. People were joking. It looked like an interrogation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they took me to this back room with like really shitty internet. And I was just sitting there like, please work. And yeah, it did. And I was happy to leave because I don't know if y'all were watching. I'm sure you were. But it was a rough point in the game. So... I did miss the dunk though. I did miss the dunk. No, I know. You guys, I know it is a crime, and I try not to dwell on it. So let's just move on.
Well, that stinks. My first question was going to be, what was your initial reaction? What was your first reaction to the dunk? But
yeah, it's a shame.
How did you find out it happened?
So it was like on the screen. I was like it happened right at the end of the third quarter. So I was getting ready to join and like I saw it, but you know, they're like, okay, 10 seconds. Like, so I'm sort of like, oh, okay. And then he has that dunk. And I wasn't able to process it. Also, I think Taylor Rooks said it and it was true. She was like, it doesn't matter because they're down 10. It'll matter if they win. And I kind of felt that way. I was like, okay, great. That's the coolest dunk I've ever seen in my entire life. But like, come on, guys, get it together. So just trying to like compensate for missing it.
I've been trying to get to a Grizzlies game like all season. I'm so mad at myself.
You literally need to.
I know. I had plans to go. Like, I asked Haley because she was like, oh, we should go to a Grizz game. And I said, great. I looked up tickets. She did not want to go. And then I told Nikias about the same tickets and he did not want to go. So I'm like, damn.
I would have gone with you.
Wait. Because you're not about to paint this. Jasmine looked up courtside seats and just casually dropped the price. Like, hey, these tickets are $1,500, $2,000 if you want to go. I'm just like,
wow.
Molly, can you tell him how that is actually a good price for courtside seats?
Okay. I literally, if you had a side-by-side comparison of like, I don't sit in those seats behind the bench every game, but if you did have a side-by-side comparison for those versus like Lakers nosebleeds, it's probably like the same. Seriously. Now the prices are going up with Ja, which is, you know, exciting, but also sort of tragic. But
can I ask, like, how are you always like on the floor?
So yeah, I've like honestly never addressed this. I'm not always on the floor. I go to like, I don't want to estimate, but you know, a good amount. But the money, like, you know how most people have like money set aside for college, like just being transparent. I go to Memphis, so I'm not really paying for college, right? In state. Nice. So it's basically like my dad and I love the Grizzlies so much that like that is basically like what we do spend our like, oh, yeah.
That is fire.
Yeah. That's,
oh my God.
I know everyone's like, oh, are the Grizzlies, everyone kind of assumes that the Grizzlies like let me sit there. I'm like, I wish. And I'm no comment, but no, they do not.
I mean, you're not far off from getting there. I mean, you are a local celebrity at this point, it seems like.
Yeah, low key. It's like, not even low key. It's like, number one, Molly. Number two, that guy in Memphis with a very annoying voice.
You want to specify?
Maybe not annoying, but it's like, like Chris.
Oh, Chris Vernon?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Shade.
Not annoying, shade. But it's...
That's the first thing you said.
Distinct.
You mean?
Distinctive. Yeah.
Say distinct. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, there's a lot. I mean, Jaw.
I mean,
I love that. Molly, yeah. Chris Vernon, Ja Morant.
That's it.
That's the list.
There's a ton of Zeebo. There's a ton of like really famous rappers. But yeah, I'm probably above everyone.
I mean, because there have been a few times. I mean, you obviously have. I think your social media presence has soared. And there have been a couple of your tweets where I was like, damn, I wish I had tweeted that.
Because really?
They're very fire.
I've definitely felt that way about your tweets. Like one I retweeted the other day. I thought that was so, and I'm like, because I swear, like some of the stuff you do say, I'm like occasionally I'll be like, oh, I literally thought of that like a second ago. And then I doubted myself. And then Jasmine. But yeah, no, I feel the same way.
We're like the
y'all,
same.
Y'all are both. Yeah, we kind of are, honestly.
No. Okay, Nikias, number one, shut up. Number two, the thing with me is that I never think people are going to think my shit is funny. I just end up tweeting it because I think it's funny. So
yeah,
please never doubt yourself because you are always funny. Nikias, he does all this like X and O's type shit. I never say I wish I would have tweeted that because I wouldn't know. Like,
no, literally. That's the difference between y'all. His tweets, I'm like, I feel smarter having read that. However, that's not how my brain operates. I'm like, we're like the That Boy Nice watchers. And he's the advanced stats guy.
Oh my goodness. This is why you two have been on like Inside the NBA / NBA Twitter Live. And I am just chilling on my couch. So maybe.
No. Wait.
What's up?
This is about Molly, but also you've been on shit too. Like Zach Lowe loves you. You were on that Peacock show. You be on a lot of shit.
Yeah, you've been on ESPN and TNT programming. And Molly was just on TNT programming.
So we're all the same. Exactly.
This podcast is a bunch of humble people just like, no, you're better than me. You're better.
We're
than
three
me.
Spider-Men right now. Oh my goodness. Okay. Here's my question for you, Molly.
Yeah.
If the Grizzlies, I mean, you think the Grizzlies are making it out of the first round, right?
I do.
Okay. Is there a team that's left? That maybe is there a team that you maybe would not want to see?
Weirdly, so like it's a weird question because are you asking who I want to see with the current Grizzlies or the Grizzlies we saw pretty much all season? Because those two teams feel different. However, I think that Minnesota truly is a bad matchup for us. I mean, honestly, the playoffs, like everyone knows this, are all about matchups. Every series is a completely new thing. So the Warriors, you know, everyone's sitting here like, oh, that'll be easy dub, like probably sweep the Grizzlies or the Wolves, whoever ends up. But I don't know. I think like the Grizzlies have been able to really succeed in this series for the most part somehow without their two big men playing any really productive minutes. I mean, Jaren is productive in the game when he's getting boards. That's like what we've needed him for. But other than that, he's really been a liability. So I think that will help them as it goes on. And oh, what was that noise? And now, and no, I'm not, no one particularly scares me, but like everyone scares me at the same time. That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
I see. So like, with this series, like that hasn't wavered your confidence in a potential matchup with Golden State, since that would be who you're facing in the second round if you get through.
Well, it has also in the way that Ja doesn't look like Ja. And I know that that's easy to sort of pretend like isn't the case, because I mean, we saw those last few minutes the other night, he literally took over like he was Jordan and he does that. So we need to see him play like that for four quarters, right? I think that's my main concern, is that Ja wouldn't be fully healthy or 100%. But no, other than that, I'm not sweating it, if that makes sense.
How far do you think the Grizzlies can go, realistically?
No. Hey, we just got to beat Minnesota. We need a win. This team has never won a series. You know what I mean? Like, it's so weird because they went from having never won a series to, oh, could they be contenders, you know? So I think like once they get over that hump, things could fall into place. The playoffs are so interesting because every season, who you think, unless there's an obvious team, you know, like the 2016-17 Warriors, every season it's like, okay, well, they're great right now, but now LaVine had COVID, right? This guy is out, Devin Booker's out. So it's sort of, so many factors go into it that I can't sit here and be like, the Grizzlies can't go all the way. You know, why can't the Grizzlies go all the way? They're in it. I feel like they're a legitimate threat. I mean, they were the 2 seed this season. So
yeah,
just get over that hump with Minnesota and then ask me that question again.
I will. That's how I felt about the Lakers, you know, like,
oh God.
Oh boy.
Wow. Okay. I'm done.
You walked into that one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. You asked for that.
Molly, if I can ask you to peel the curtain back a little bit, can you tell the people about your Made in Memphis backstory for the people that aren't familiar?
Jasmine's still like reeling from our Lakers. Yeah.
Sorry, Jazz.
Yeah, I can. So basically, let's do the short version of this. Basically, when I was 12, I created a Twitter account, like 12. Weird 12-year-olds do who need to get bet more hobbies. But at the time, I was obsessed with the Grizzlies. And I often tell people I'm obsessed with them in the way that, like, people are obsessed with One Direction at that age. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm Nakia. I mean, I'm still not Nakia, but I'm not over here like, wow, look at that defense. You know, like, I don't know shit. Look at that. But I started tweeting. So yeah. I started tweeting, and over time, as you know, my writing skills, my knowledge, my, you know, I'm growing up, I'm not 12 anymore. As that sort of sharpens, I start to get a following gradually, but soon enough it becomes the most followed Grizzlies fan account in Memphis, and no one knows who I am. It's still anonymous, which is pretty wild to think about. So I actually didn't reveal who I was until the summer after my freshman year of college, which is sort of insane to be like, wow, I really did that for what, like 6-7 years anonymously. So then I decided to tell people who I was, and here I am talking about it under my own voice. It's not as scary as I thought it would be.
I love that for you. And a deeper, I hate to plug other pods, but a deeper dive into Molly's backstory is on the Spencer's episode that I did.
Yeah, which she did, she killed. That was so good, guys.
We're just a bunch of Spider-Men pointing at each other. I'm telling you. It is crazy. Literally. But do you still do you do a lot more on your own personal one now, or try to split it?
Yeah, it's interesting because obviously I don't need Made in Memphis but that never was what it felt like for me. I mean, I never had a plan to, if I had like an agent, they would be like, Molly, what are you doing? Tell people who you are right now. You know, but it was literally just like something I love to do. And then it was sort of a spur of the moment. Like, why am I doing this anonymously? Why am I not telling people who I am? What am I so afraid of? So I never wanted to merge my personal identity with that account identity because so I started from scratch, you know, on my personal account, which I think is something that sort of I forget sometimes. Like, I had this big following on Made in Memphis, but on my personal account, I really started at like 500 followers. So yeah, I still do Made in Memphis just because I do like to do a lot of NBA content. And I do some Grizzlies on my personal, but if I did all Grizzlies on my personal, I think it would feel more like a Grizzlies account than an NBA account. So yeah, I think I still like to use both as of now.
So take off your Grizzlies hat for a minute.
Okay.
Realistically, give me your finals picks.
Okay.
Like, who's coming out the East and West?
I mean, I have to say Celtics out of the East. I don't know what y'all's thoughts are on that, but
sorry, Josh. It's
a lot of Laker shitting on this pod right now.
Listen, I saw a funny tweet. I don't know who said it, but it was like, it was during the Nets-Celtics series. It was like, this is the first time it's felt morally right to cheer for the Celtics or something like that. It was like so true. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Celtics. I think it would be a different story if Middleton... Is there a timetable on when Middleton is...
Nekai should know.
Wow, that's... Wow.
Okay. No, I look at him too. I'm like, okay, Nekai, give it to me.
Oh, they're saying he's likely going to miss the second round. So, like, maybe a game 6, game 7 return if he pushes forward. But likely... It looks more likely that the Bucks have to get to the Eastern Conference Finals before he's back.
Yeah, so I think that'll be tough. And I mean... Giannis is so good that like it could happen, but I'm going to take the Celtics. I just watching that entire Nets series, I think they're just so dominant in like both ends, which obviously basketball requires a great basketball team is good on both ends of the court, and their defense was freaking spectacular. I mean, they made Kevin Durant look like, what's his name? Tony Snell.
Oh God.
I'm joking. No, y'all, I need to follow that with Kevin Durant. Like, I genuinely, he's like my GOAT in a way. Not actually the GOAT, but he is like one of the people. I'm like a big Kevin Durant person. I truly think he's like one of the greatest ever, like really top. But yeah. But yeah, Celtics there. Let's go with the Suns. Booker comes back. Let's go with the Suns. Yeah. I'll say that.
Interesting.
I don't know.
The Suns are a really great pick.
No, I wanted to say Warriors, but I was like, no, because the Grizzlies are going to beat them. So, it's a shame.
There you go. If, I guess just to follow with, I'll let you put the Grizzlies hat back on. Let's say the Grizzlies are able to get through the West. Like, who would you prefer? What would be the most fun finals matchup for you?
Oh, that's interesting. It's hard to say because, you know, you play the Western Conference team so much more than the Eastern Conference team. So I think those are the storylines and the matchups that you're really excited for. So I don't know. I mean, what do you think? I'm curious, matchup wise, what would be the most fun?
Does it have to include the Grizzlies?
Yeah. It was okay. I would be comfortable if I'm going to like cheat. If the Warriors beat the Grizzlies, I think they will beat the Suns and make the finals.
I think if the Grizzlies by some chance make the finals, the best matchup, not in terms of like basketball play, but what would be the most fun would be Celtics.
Yeah.
Me. Oh God. I feel like I just betrayed my people.
And probably.
It's okay. We're unbiased here. Just kidding.
Like, honestly, I feel like if I'm just looking at the fun of it, like, I think I'd probably rather watch them play the Bucks, just because I think with the way that Miami and Boston defends and as much switching as they do, like, I think that series could become like a bit of a slugfest.
How's that fun?
No, I'm saying like that would be.
No, he's saying, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like for the Grizzlies' sake.
Yeah, like yeah. I would enjoy that because I like watching the defense. But
yeah, I mean, the reality is that the Grizzlies are far away from the finals, but it could happen. I think we all know it could.
Yes,
they have higher odds than the Lakers. Sorry.
Wow. I was just about to say, hold on to that hope, because I was holding on to Laker hope for the last remaining second that I possibly could. But damn, the shade on this pod has been crazy.
Hey, it's how it works.
I'm good. This took a left turn.
I'm sorry.
No, to be fair, you guys are sorry. Y'all get on Twitter, you get your jokes off. Oh, Russell Westbrook and LeBron all the time. I follow both of you. I see it.
Wait, do you like purposely not tweet Lakers? I feel like you so do. That's the best content. So yeah, we're all doing it.
I'm like, no, but while I'm doing it, I'm like that kid who's crying and dancing at the same time. Like,
yeah,
it's painful. Y'all just sitting there smiling and shit.
That just made me think, like, I would love to see Jasmine's, like, meme folder.
The vault, you say?
Stop it. No. We all got the same shit. Like,
no,
we all...
No, like, no. Yo, mine, I, like, really need to step up. I have not been memeing lately because I feel like I expired all my good ones. I need to go out and hunt. It's hunting season.
Memes have
Jasmine no... has a never-ending...
No, stop it. Memes have no expiration date, and
yeah, but yeah. The best ones you can like only use once because they're very, you know what I mean.
I got one that I used maybe like 3 years ago that I'm waiting to bring back out because I think it's been long enough.
Okay.
All right, stop it, y'all. Stop.
Wait, do you ever? Sorry, I'm getting really off. Do you ever like hope for an outcome of a game just because you have like a really funny tweet for it? That ever happened to you? I feel like it has to have.
Yeah, a couple of times, but a lot of times, like, I'm just tweeting in the moment. And before, like, regular season stuff, I'm not even watching the game, to be honest. And I know that's horrible for me to say, but I'm just following along on Twitter. Shut up. I'm just following along on Twitter, but like, playoff games, obviously, I'm watching those. So everything I'm saying is like happening in real time.
Yeah. That's fair. I know. I hate when like I most of my tweets are real time and you'll have the replies like, how long have you been holding on to this? And it's like, maybe I'm just funny. Maybe I'm just witty.
It's like we raised the bar. Come join us up here.
Yeah, literally. Like, how long has this been in the drafts? No, I just thought of it. Yeah, get on my level.
And what's in your drafts can rarely be unleashed.
Or is that's true. No, mine just like are incoherent. I feel like mine are just like, you know, those kind of drafts.
Mine are like they're a mix of like things that would probably get me canceled and things that I like, oh, don't forget to say something like this, but it's not a complete thought.
Yeah, same. I don't have any, right. When I think of something, I generally just like tweet it. I rarely have something like stored up in the drafts, ready to load.
Same. Yeah. Mikhaeus, what's in your drafts?
Boring stuff. Like it's failed tweets.
I feel like there have to be some puns in there that you're like, no, this is too far.
I do. I'm sad to say I don't have any toxic puns in my draft folder.
Imagine him getting canceled from like a pun.
I think people think Mikhaeus is so nice. I think he's uncancelable.
No, he is. I mean, yeah,
it's annoying. I said I'm not saying this, but it's because I said like somebody said, "Oh, what's your most controversial food take?" And I said, "I don't like Mexican food."
Okay, and that was disgusting. I saw that. Yeah, that was canceled. That was cancelable. I'm sorry.
And people were coming for me. Like the phone would not stop going off. So I'm like, now I know, you know, what my limits are.
Yeah, that's too far. I could eat Mexican food. Not like I'm getting it tonight for dinner. I eat it every day. It's just so superior.
What's your go-to Mexican dish?
Like anything, but honestly I love margaritas, I love chips and salsa, and like I switch up what I order. Like those are just the staples. Like I like just get different things.
You be getting like a burrito?
No, I get like flautas or like tacos usually. I love taco salads. I love taco salads.
See, Jasmine, you could have gotten away with the Mexican food take. I guess you could have gotten away with the take if you didn't also say that it tastes like bad dreams. Like that's where you got flamed. Because you didn't have to say all that. You could have just been like, it isn't my cup of tea, and people would have been like, you tripping. That would have been it. But you went three steps over the line.
I never actually tweeted that part about the bad dreams. Like I never tweeted that out. I just said
bad dreams.
Yeah, like it's hard to explain, but it really does like think about your bad dreams and what like they might taste like.
That's a deep rooted hatred that I can't understand for a food item. I'm sorry.
People are just saying I need to try better Mexican restaurants, so I'm open. I just it's hard. So
honestly, I think they should all have you like blacklisted
instead of a no fly zone. Just a
it's just a picture.
I mean, I can have like a. Maybe a hard shell taco, or when I was in I was out in LA and I had a Philly cheesesteak taco. Does that count?
I mean, sure. Not really.
I don't know.
On the border.
Okay, because I think Brian is done with me.
Yeah. Next basketball.
Yeah. Mikhaeus, you can go because I'm pretty much done.
Okay, well, before we get to our final question, I have
we love you, Jess.
It don't feel like it, but we move.
I have to. You mentioned KD earlier. So aside from KD, who are your favorite non-Grizzly players in the league?
I'd say Giannis for sure. I love LaMelo. I love Anthony Edwards. Mm. Not right now, but I do love him. And in terms of those are probably some of my top. It honestly changes a lot. I think like Ja, really though, it's so interesting because if he wasn't a Grizzly, I think he would be the guy that I'm like jealous isn't on my team.
Yeah.
I can't think of like an NBA player personally that like fits like just the vibe of the type of player that, you know, specifically Memphis, but a lot of people want, like someone who's like a culture a reset can like come to the city and really so yeah oh god that was
that
terrible.
Is a good point. No, that is a good point though.
Yeah, because like, there's yeah
who is like a universal other than Ja, maybe Giannis, but like other than those two who really like came into a city and that everybody in and outside the city embraces.
Yeah. I mean, people are starting to turn on Ja a little bit, which is like to be expected, you know. I think people give him shit for his like tweeting a lot, but I mean, it never bothers me, you know.
I mean, of course not.
That sounds very old person. Like let Ja cook.
Yeah, I feel like it's like hater shit, honestly. Like, yeah.
Okay, so before we wrap this up, we usually ask our guests what their favorite buzzer moment is. It could be personal to you, it could be something Laker related. That's just an example that I give. I'm sorry. It could be whatever. Is there a moment in time or in sports that resonates with you?
Yeah, I mean, let's say I'm so bad at years. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to say year, but it was Clippers Grizzlies game 6. 2013, 2011, one of those vibes and it was a closeout game, and it was the game that Zach Randolph got ejected for. I don't think he even did get tossed for the Blake Griffin thing. I think he might have gotten tossed like after that for something else, which is kind of insane. But he got ejected, and like we already knew we were gonna win. And there was this moment that he like skips out of the arena and flings his headband into the crowd. Like, you know, at first when they're getting ejected, they sort of complain, you know, what? Like, so the refs. And it's like in a split second, his body language just shifted. And it was like, you know, F it, like, look what we just did. And so he skipped out. Everyone was going crazy. I mean, y'all, the whoop that trick is always sensational. There's so many. So yeah, I'd say that was probably like, and then, you know, Chris Paul a minute later gets ejected and he complains at first, and then he's kind of like, and just starts shaking all the players' hands and like, okay, y'all won. And he walked out. So I think that was just a really emotional, awesome game. And it was like towards the beginning of my NBA fandom. So
that's a good answer. That's a really good
Thank
answer.
You.
Also, whoop that trick is like the best part of Grizzlies wins, to be honest.
I'm so glad that like the world is finally appreciating that, because it's been a thing. Everyone's like, oh, this is so cool. Look at what Ja's done. And it's like, no, this is, they've been like whooping that trick since like the Clinton trick.
They've been whooping that trick. Oh god.
Okay, they haven't been doing that.
Energy.
We got the pod intro.
Yeah. But yeah, it's awesome. I love like Ja really has, you know, made people look more at Memphis, and I think that's just awesome because Memphis is such a great basketball city, and there are a lot of fans here, a lot of really passionate fans, and I feel like a lot of times people like don't realize that necessarily.
I'm glad you guys are getting your shine. I think the Grizzlies are a very likable team. That's just for me not being a Grizzlies fan. So Molly, I adore you. So I really appreciate you coming on. I want you to plug all the things because I think you are phenomenal and you're like 12. This shit is crazy.
Cosine.
12. Reverse that.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah. I'm so happy. Y'all are like two of my favorite people in this space. So I'm excited that I got to be here. Just follow me on Twitter, Molly Hannah M. Instagram if you want, like Molly _Morrison, TikTok Molly Hannah M. I'll be soon, you'll see me somewhere else. I'm just
Snapchat.
No, oh. You know, you guys don't get that. Y'all
don't do that to her. No,
I don't.
No.
No, I'm like, please don't. No, I don't have a Snapchat. I really do not use that platform.
That's fair.
Yes.
Smart. So soon we'll see you somewhere.
Yeah, soon you will see me, but Sounds right now, amazing. Just follow along, see where life takes me.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love when people are just so vague and like nondescript, you know?
I know, I feel like I can't say anything else. I feel like that was too cool to follow. So I'm just like, okay, y'all wrap it up.
You signed the NDA, whatever, you are big time. We appreciate you just saying that. So thank you so much, Nikias, and you were great as always.
Yeah, no, very convincing. No. Thanks for hopping on, Molly.
Of course.
I'm just going to say it. One listen through, you know how I do. This future album is not it. Don't cancel me. I think he may need...
on Twitter.
Nuh-uh. And do not release this as a video clip. I want them to go deep to have to find it. I think he needs Drake in order to be good. I think I'm one of those rare people from Atlanta who is just like, meh when it comes to Future. Have you heard it?
No.
Okay. Save your it's too late for me, but save yourself.
I appreciate you. Future Hive runs deep on Twitter, so I am not envious of your mentions. So we'll see how that goes. Okay. What didn't you like about it? Was it just the lyrics?
You know what? I never really liked Future. It's probably the voice, like the tone. To me, it's like if I can't get with your actual just tone, it's hard to get into your music. That's why it's so hard for me to get into Kendrick Lamar. But there are some Kendrick songs that I'm like, oh, okay, that's good, that's tolerable. With Future, it's just like run around and run March Madness. But I do like some like Plastic Bag, although that had Drake, Diamonds Dancing. That also had Drake. Diamonds Dancing has the best last 2 minutes of any song I've ever heard. You doing me dirty? Oh my God, that part is when I first heard that, it was like one of those moments, like, holy shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, I say that all the time.
Go, if you get anything from this pod, go listen to the last 2 minutes of Diamonds Dancing. It is like, it holds a special place in my heart.
It shows. I'm just going to say it. I lied. I do have another draft take. Can we get Jerry Jones out of here, bro? Like, one, what's happening this offseason for the Dallas Cowboys? I need the fans of America's team to let me know what's going on. Also, you draft the lineman with penalty issues after having a bunch of penalty issues last year, which is funny in itself. And then Jerry Jones tries to justify the pick. He's like, no, we had this guy higher up on the draft board and these other two. Here's our actual physical draft board that he shows at the press conference, in which he has someone hit him like, yo, put that down. We don't need to have that shown. Get the old man out of here, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I can't take this. I can't take them seriously until Jerry's out.
Coming in scorching. I have no takes. Well, I'm not.
You have plenty of takes. Come on.
No, I'm working on being nicer and not. Maybe not everybody wants to hear my opinion. Whatever. You were late. Make sure you shit.
Well, we'll try to do that.
You were late. Now you caught up. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at You Late. You can follow me at Jasmine L. Watkins and.
The L is for Lane Shifter. You can follow me on Twitter at NikaiasNBA. And with that, have a wonderful weekend.
Bye, y'all.